1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Education Department out with an assessment on campus protests earlier this year, determining that the situation on the University of Michigan campus created a hostile environment for students, faculty, and staff. The Education Department is investigating 75 instances of alleged discrimination. This is the first conclusion reached among dozens of those probes. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy citing mental health risks for younger people in an op-ed in the New York Times today.
Murthy is pointing to data that shows teens who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media face double the risk of anxiety or depression. The average user that age was on social media for almost 5 hours a day.
Murthy is asking Congress to put some sort of warning label on social media, like the warning labels on cigarettes. A heat dome stretching across much of the country, millions under heat alerts today. More than a dozen wildfires burning across California, including in northern Los Angeles County. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's Alverno College is laying off 37 employees and cutting some undergraduate majors and graduate programs. Alverno leaders say the moves are necessary for the college to survive. 25 graduate students will have to finish their master's degrees somewhere else. The U.S. Secret Service could release its final security zone for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee any day now. Like a lot of Republicans, Senator Ron Johnson wants the protest zone moved farther from Fiserv Forum.
The plan has to be changed. I'd like to see Mayor Johnson step up the plate and demand change as well. Again, this is in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well as, obviously, the Republican Party is. We're asking for this concern to be addressed.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison man has been found guilty of COVID-19 relief fraud. 36-year-old Eric Upchurch was found guilty on a total of 12 counts of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements on loan applications. Authorities said Upchurch applied for payroll protection program loans and lied about their expenses, ultimately getting more than $400,000 in forgivable loans. Those companies include Young Gifted and Black and the Madison Alliance for Black Economic Empowerment. He could face decades in prison for all 12 counts. He'll be sentenced August 30th. And we have a hot one ahead today and the rest of the week. You'll want to keep an eye on those around you and take care of yourself because these are the kind of temperatures that raise the risk of heat stress. Mark Husen with Bell & Health Sports Medicine.
The biggest thing is, your body starts, really what it does is it starts cooking.
Look out for early signs of heat stress like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a dramatic 5-4 win over the Reds. It ended in the top of the ninth. Cincinnati trying to score the tying run, but Blake Perkins making a spectacular throw to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag.
Blake Perkins on his throw home from center field.
Off the bat, it was kind of tough. I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to go for the catch, like a dive, or play it on the hop.
Catcher William Contreras shake it on the play after tagging out and colliding with the Reds' Stuart Fairchild. How is he? Manager Pat Murphy.
Not sure. We got to get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore.
The Crew open a 3-game series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. NBA, Game 5 of the finals tonight. Boston leads Dallas 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96.
It's 81 at our studios right now. This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
To decide you want to restore a Confederate monument to Arlington National Cemetery. What tradition are extreme MAGA Republicans, including Representative D'Esposito, Representative Molinaro, and Representative Williams, upholding? What Confederate tradition are you upholding? Is it slavery, rape, kidnap, Jim Crow, lynching, racial oppression, or all of the above?
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
Amen. Jody and I just came from the big Hollywood Biden fundraiser with Julie Roberts, George Clooney.
Your best friend.
Oh, President Obama was there. Right. Jimmy Kimmel. Who else?
Jack Black.
Oh, Barbara Streisand was a surprise.
Who's the guy that walked past you?
Jeff Ross. Yeah. Oh, Gavin Newsom was there. Jody and I couldn't see any of those people. We were in the cheap seats.
We needed binoculars.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden.
The mayor was there. Gavin Newsom, Robert Garcia, representative of the U.S.
I love him.
If I had seen him, I would have tackled him.
Jordan Peel, Cheryl Lee Ralph, who sang God Bless America. It was fantastic.
She was great.
We raised $30 million. And no one there was as Hollywood as handsome as you know who. Yeah, this guy. In fact, George Clooney said to me, Fernand's on Monday. That guy's handsome.
Yeah.
Hi, Fernand. Good morning.
Oh, what a pleasure to be back with beautiful, gorgeous Mama and handsome Chris and Jody and the team here.
Aw. Thank you.
Thank you, honey bun.
Well,
so
missed you guys.
What's the term we're looking for, Jody? We are fired up and ready to go after seeing President Biden and President Obama together Saturday night out here. I mean, you've been to a lot of these, I'm sure, Fernand. It was electric. It was palpable, sort of the excitement in the room. And we just posted pictures, and it is amazing the amount of haters and the amount of disinformation that we're fighting in this election, isn't it? I mean, it's just literally, oh, look at all the pedophiles, look at blah, blah, blah. It's just, it has gotten, the level of vitriol has gotten unbelievable, hasn't it?
It really has, and to think that they're turning one of the most decent men in American politics, Joe Biden, right? He's just a good guy. Like, to try and turn him into this caricature of this evil pedophile, you know, demented guy when, you know, he's doing a great job. I think he's done Stephanie a lot better job than I ever anticipated as president.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but those are the stakes now in 2024 America.
Well, it's interesting you say that. The gaslighting really has been turned up to 11 because you're like, Trump's the guy with the creepy picture of his daughter on his lap and telling Howard Stern she's a piece of ass and he'd be dating her if she wasn't his daughter. And you're right, but it becomes this like, oh, Biden showered with his daughter. All these just nonsense stories. Biden pooped his pants. Like, just, it is, it literally is all gaslighting because, it, you know, to both sides do it, I think. And it's insane, this election.
Yeah, but remember, I mean, fundamentally, Trump and MAGA has to live in a world of their own creation because they cannot run on anything that has to do with one stark second of reality because it's so disastrous and it's so disqualifying. But yeah, so they, you know, they're forced to create this fantasy realm that just only exists in their pea brains because the conditions otherwise would be a landslide.
Jody and I were talking about we happen to see one thing in this right wing, you know, universe that happens because we were there. I don't know if you saw this clip. I think it was the New York Post clip, you know, they tried to make it seem like Biden was confused and Obama had to help him off stage. No. Jody and I were there. He just put his arm around. They walked off stage. They're friends. He put his arm around them. They walked off stage together. He wasn't confused and needed Obama to help. But this is the universe we're living in now, right? I mean, it just this is the kind of fight we're going to be fighting until November.
Well, it is because they have to turn Biden into literally a Weekend at Bernie's incompetent dementia guy. And that's not who he is. I mean, we see him. He's active. He's engaged. He was just at the G7.
Yeah.
You saw what the New York Post did just a couple of days ago. They tried to make it seem like he was wandering off when in reality he was watching a paraglider, you know, land on the field.
Yes. He flew from the G7 through 9 time zones, and he was sharp as a tack on stage with Jimmy Kimmel and Barack Obama. We were there. Yeah.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm 48 years old. I mean, if I had to take up and keep the Biden pace, you know, you'd have to carry me off the stage.
Yeah.
If I had to do that. I mean, the fact that he's doing it so with such aplomb and grace in his 80s is remarkable and really attests to his stamina.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Jody and I are like, we're like, doesn't start till 6:30? Oh man, that's late. I loved one of the things Obama said to him on stage Saturday. If Ronnie said, at the best of presidencies, a relay race, you take the baton and you run the race and then you hand it to your successor. I take great pride in what the Biden administration has accomplished. It's a reminder you don't have to just vote against something in this election. We can take pride in affirming the extraordinary work that Joe has done, to your point. And I love, you know, Obama did his thing, you know, don't boo, vote.
Yep.
People booed it, you know, when he brought up stuff Trump's, you know, Trump administration did or Supreme Court. And he, don't boo, vote. Mm-hmm. But it's the truth, right? Is that, you know, and you know this. I mean, this is what I wanted to talk to you primarily as a pollster, is you've heard this, that the polls seem to always be wrong, right? And when real people vote in all these real elections, particularly post-Roe, Democrats are winning big. What's your take on that?
It's exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, polls have a place. They kind of give you a sense. And I think the polls are accurate, Stephanie, in suggesting that the race is not a runaway, right? Like, you know, Biden is not up like he was in 2020, 9 or 10 points at this stage of the campaign. But I think they're clearly suggesting that the fundamentals of this race are leaning and trending in Biden's direction. I would much rather be in Biden's position if I were kind of neutral in terms of predicting the outcome of this race than where Trump is. And we see it over and over again, not just in the election results and the special election results, but Stephanie, the idea that there is a Republican voter who is less enthusiastic about voting for Trump, again, that's real. I mean, it could be 10%, it could be 15%, but anything more than 5% is deadly to Trump's chances. So I do think that while, you know, there are a lot of polls that have been weaponized and some that are put out there by partisan groups for partisan aims, Fox News, I would the polls for the most part as being generally indicative of what we see, which is a close race.
Yeah. Yeah, to your point, you tweeted Donald Trump won this Ohio 6th congressional district by 29 points in 2020. Tonight, the Republican who won the special election by only 8 points is an Ohio senator who spent over $700,000. And Adam Kinzinger said, wow, Dems way overperform in Ohio special election. Yeah. So, you know, that's what we keep saying, right? It's like the only thing that matters is real voters in real elections, not because, you know, the other thing, talk to us about landlines, because that's the other thing that people say. I've certain, you know, we see so many, like, young people aren't going to vote for Biden, black people aren't going to vote for, you know, and then you just feel like, I know a lot is for clicks and ratings, but talk to us about that.
Well, one of the things I know for a fact is that, like, people under 30 don't answer the phone.
Right.
Like, they don't engage in phone conversations, so it's tougher to get them on the phone to participate. So there's someone undercounted. But I mean, look, the point you just made earlier about that race in Ohio, you know, a lot of Republicans are like, oh, well, the Democrats still lost the seat by 8 points. The problem is that overperformance, Stephanie, that's a pattern that we've seen in every race, for the most part, in America, whether it's in the bluest states or the reddest states. And if that is an indicator, a trend line, you're going to see that be a real problem. And that's partially why I think the Republicans are going overboard with this farce and fantasy of how Biden is falling apart, because they can't address the real fundamental issues, which show that there is this building movement against them, and you see it in every race across the country.
Yeah. You also, we were talking about the debate earlier, Fernand, and you tweeted, if you're Trump's campaign manager and you've watched him recently on the stump and in interviews, sounding and acting increasingly erratic and unhinged, would you actually allow him to debate President Biden on June 27th? I think we're all guessing he's going to chicken out somehow. But I mean, that's a good point. Is, you know,
well, I mean, listen, if you and I were running his campaign, meaning Trump's, and it was our objective to force him to win, would you put him in that scenario where the Biden campaign completely outflanked him? I mean, that was a brilliant, maybe the best thing they've done in the campaign so far, was get him to agree, Stephanie, to those terms in the debate. Only two debates, no audience, no third-party candidates, only one moderator or two. They're going to do it in CNN. Those conditions are death. And the secret is what the Biden campaign, I think, did. This hasn't really been talked about. They recreated the conditions of the trial where a lot of Trump's shenanigans don't work because you've got a judge, you've got a jury.
Right.
And see that that Trump, who is much worse cognitively than he was in 2020, let alone 2016.
Yeah.
I would never let him on the stage. I think that's going to be
CEOs, this meeting of CEOs, they're all, you know, Trump fans, basically. They want the tax cuts. And they all literally, to a person, said, he doesn't know what he's talking about on any subject. that's the, you know, again, the emperor has no clothes.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're the Biden campaign, you want to give Trump, I know a lot of people say, oh, we shouldn't platform him, you know, he's a convicted felon, and all that stuff is true, he's an insurrectionist traitor. But the more that you see him, especially in a direct contrast with the expectations they've created for Biden, again, they want you to think Biden's going to go out there and Obama's going to have to escort him on stage,
yeah,
and he's able to get two words out, when in reality, you saw it, you and Jody saw it last night. Biden's actually in really good shape.
Yeah.
So the expectations are low for Biden. They're extremely high for Trump. And you want that contrast to happen. So I'm really looking forward to the debate. And I hope Trump goes for no other reason than I think it's going to be a big problem for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the other thing, Biden was funny. I was reading some coverage of the event, Fernanda, that Jody and I were at. But Biden said at one point, remember the pandemic, Trump said, don't worry, just inject a little bleach. It worked for him, the color of his hair. Jimmy Kimmel recalled the toilet paper shortage in the, you know, initial weeks of the pandemic. He said he promised he would make America great again. The next thing you know, we're wiping ourselves with envelopes, prompting Obama to say, is that how you handled it, Jimmy? It was just a sharp, funny conversation. Kimmel mentioned, but this was a serious part. He mentioned his young son, Billy, who needed 3 open heart surgeries because of a congenital birth defect, and asked why Republicans wanted to overturn the Affordable Care Act. So there was some talk about that, you know. And Biden said, look, at this guy started it. I expanded it. Here's the deal. The fact is, these guys don't seem to care. It's about saving the country money. He turned to Obama and said, it has your name on it, which, you know, Obama said he's happy about. But, I mean, that is a really serious point, that they're running on taking health care away from millions of people.
Listen, if there's one slight criticism or maybe tough love constructive feedback I'd give to the Biden campaign is this. Stephanie, they have an extraordinary story to tell. I'm just not sure they're telling it enough. Because when I look at the polls, if you ask people, can you name one accomplishment of the Biden administration? Number one, as you just alluded to, there have been dozens of historic accomplishments in this presidency.
Yeah.
Most people just don't know the full story of everything he's done. I was not expecting this degree of greatness in a first term for President Biden. He hasn't been a good president, Stephanie. He has been a historically great
historically
president.
Great. Yeah, I said that the other day. I said this list is too long to read on the air. It's too boring, you know. But one more funny moment. Kimmel noted after one of his son's surgeries, Biden sent a card and a stuffed animal that looked like Biden's German Shepherd Commander. He said, unfortunately, little Commander bit Billy's toe off, so he needs more health care. Fortunately, he's covered. But, you know, in a serious moment, Biden noted the next president is likely to nominate two Supreme Court justices. He said the idea, if he's reelected, he's going to appoint two more flying flags upside down justices.
That got a good laugh.
Yeah, right. And then Obama said Joe Biden will be reelected president of the United States. Kamala Harris will be reelected vice president. And Jimmy Kimmel will be able to do his show. And I'll be able to do what ex-presidents are supposed to do, which is not hang out with Jimmy Kimmel. Let's get to work. It was just a great night. And you know, the whole that there's no enthusiasm for Biden, I think is just bull, you know.
Oh, I agree. And I think, you know, part of this is after the national trauma of the 4 years of the Trump presidency, where all of us were really hanging on almost daily, following politics, even myself who works in politics, you know, it got to the point where it was just unhealthy. I think a lot of people, appropriately, Stephanie, they took a couple of years off. Even they didn't want to hear anything. They don't want to follow the politics. But as we get closer now, and that choice is clear, the choice between reelecting a great president who's done a great job and is going to continue to move the country forward, or not just bring Trump back, but end our democracy. Those are the stakes. I know it sounds hyperbolic, but it's the facts. I think people are going to enthusiastically come out for Biden in November.
Do I have you longer? Do I have you longer, or do I have to leave you now?
He was not planned to stay longer, but can
I have you
stay longer?
Can I have you a little longer?
I can never say no to my...
Yay!
I tricked him. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's New York. Because my girls like to potty all the time. Okay, potty. Now I'm going to sing those potty songs. Because, if you like... They're not like my children. They are my children.
They are.
I don't have, you know... genetically superior, beautiful children like Fernand does. I only have the furry kind. And so I feed them the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend. It is superfoods. That's what Dr. Marty uses in his practice. Right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. It's all superfoods. And it's raw. It's freeze-dried. All those nutrients and all that flavor is packed in there.
Oh, yeah.
Packed in. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Nature's Blend, you can save 54% off right now and get a free pack of Cod Krispies.
Wee!
They're going crazy. Seriously, they're going crazy over the Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your results, your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure. So many of my friends that I know, there's a 50-50 chance that you are one of them, but you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com, use the code CONTROL to save 20% and get free shipping, or you can text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure that 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. So you have nothing to lose. Hurry. Don't wait to get your blood pressure under control. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 20% for this week only. This offer ends this Sunday. Don't delay. Text CONTROL to 511-511. 20% off. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Fernando Mondi tweets, should Hunter Biden drop out of the race now? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I love your snark. You said Trump doing his best to win Wisconsin this November. I keep saying this is a giant thought experiment. We just played audio of him going, we don't need your vote. He literally told a crowd, I don't care about you. I just want your vote. Milwaukee's horrible. I mean, this is going to be a giant IQ / morality test in November, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Trump's got the BDSM vote long locked down. Definitely likes the masochists and the
oh my God, you retweeted Adam Schiff who said it's bring your felon to work day. Did you ever in your political life as a pollster, as a strategist, anything for not think we would be here, that this could in any universe be close, that this guy could actually be in prison, right?
I promise you, I never thought it possible. Remember, I'm the son of Cuban exile, so I never really understood when I was told the story as a kid, like how Castro took over and it became a communist. I never understood that. I thought it was like improbable, and I never thought in our country we would see us on the precipice of that. So no, never thought it possible.
Yeah, well, you retweeted John Harwood, who said, why has the GOP embraced authoritarianism? Losing 7 of the last 8 presidential popular votes makes democracy seem threatening. The Christian right admires strongmen, crackdown on cultural change they can't stop. Trump's in Putin's pocket and has pulled the GOP along. A lot of history is going to be written about the cowardice of this party as well, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking the other day, do you remember, Stephanie, this was not that long ago, maybe 15 years ago, the senator from Virginia who got thrown out of the race because he used the term macaca.
Yeah.
I think it was George Allen.
Yes.
I mean, to think that the Republican Party as recently as 10 years ago or so was still semi-movable. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Now there's no dog whistle. It's a bullhorn. Yep. Fernand, you have to come back. We never get enough of you.
Yeah.
Monday.
We love you.
We love you so
much. Name the time and place. You know I will be there for you.
Thank you. Host of the Strange Days, the podcast, MSNBC analyst. We love you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Also sending a loud and clear message out there to anyone who thinks about cheating in an election. If you cheat in an election, we will find you, we will track you down, and we will prosecute you to the full extent of the law.
Better get going in the villages then, because there's a lot of Republican Trump voters that are trying to vote twice. Okay. How fantastic and handsome and romantic is Fernando Armand?
I know.
Speaking of, you know, we always say the states are the laboratories for policies, and Ron DeSantis is awful.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. He retweeted Leslie, who said, climate change can amplify big Florida rainstorms, but with primitive drainage systems, a governor vetoing funding for flooding, true fixes are far off. And Martina Navratilova said, our governor is just awful. Hundreds of cars were stranded this Wednesday when we had a heavy rainfall. Thank God it wasn't windy, so no electric lines fell. Yeah. I was knee-deep in water going home with lightning about 600 yards away. Scary and so unnecessary. Fix our drainage, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I mean, and the insurance, we didn't have time to talk to Fernand about the insurance markets.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we have literally state after state of laboratories of how Republican policies are disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Steve in Chicago. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to follow up on a comment that Fernand Amandi, who, yes, by the way, adorable, made about Cuba. One of the reasons that Castro was able to take over and turn Cuba communist was his predecessor, Batista, mm-hmm. ran Cuba the way Trump wants to run the United States. It was a dictatorship. There were no elections. Basically, if you had money, you got whatever you wanted. The working poor were completely exploited. It was just a miserable place to be unless you had money and unless you were in good with the ruling class.
Yep, right. Yep, absolutely. By the way, so we just played Lara Trump, who obviously has peddled false claims about the 2020 election. She also said many voters get their news from the wrong information sources.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's funny. You should only go to Fox News, who gets sued for lying for millions and millions of dollars. She said there are some people who watch the wrong thing out there and get their news from the wrong information sources, and they've been bamboozled a little bit.
Mm.
Oh, that's so rich.
She might even be referring to Fox News as the bamboozler.
Oh,
because
really?
Fox News isn't far enough right for the Trump family.
That's true.
They're talking about Newsmax and One America News and all of those places.
I'm going to turn the gaslighting up to 11 now. Are you ready for the both sides to do it?
All right.
She said, that's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. We speak in truths and facts on this side. The other side is all emotion-based. Bring people back to the truth. Bring people back to the facts. Oh, my God. That is like garlic to a vampire to them, facts.
Wow.
Because none of the facts are on their side, right?
Wow.
Every barometer. Oh, my God. What was the graph that Bob Seska just posted? Manufacturing jobs through the roof under Biden. Down here under Trump. I mean, every single barometer. By the by, this is it a Dr. Fauci book? This is just more like everyone that's ever worked with him is warning us with their hair on fire. Oh, my God, dear Jesus. Don't let him back in the Oval Office. Trump boomerang between hurling F-bombs and cooing loving words in conversations with Dr. Fauci, he reports in his new book. Trump told Fauci he would win the 2020 election in a landslide, no matter what all these other people think. He added Fauci had cost the U.S. economy $1 trillion. He said he loved me, but the country was in trouble and I was making it worse. Fauci writes he would announce that he loved me and then scream at me on the phone. Let's just say I found this to be out of the ordinary. In comparison, Fauci describes Biden as a no-nonsense person guided by integrity and empathy who clearly was in charge. Can I just say, I've said this before, I get the hatred for Hillary just because, Jody, you and I, like, we've all experienced misogyny,
know,
any women. Just try posting a couple pictures of yourself online. Anybody, I don't care who you are. But, I mean, Joe Biden, even if you don't like some of his politics, he's just a likable guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane, the amount of it. But most of it is just, again, based on pure lies. It's not even on anything real. It's like it literally, the gaslighting is everything Trump is accused of. They just accused Biden of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just so, again, both sides do it, Chris. Did you know both sides do it?
So I've heard.
Yeah. Donald Trump, he took to Truth Social to deny the thing about Milwaukee, even though everyone in the room said he said it. And, he also said, that meeting with the CEOs went fantastic. Despite the fact that GOP lawmakers who were in the room admitted he did say it and then tried to explain it away, Trump was insistent. He claimed he personally picked Milwaukee for the convention. No, he didn't. Someone told him he needs to win Milwaukee, and they just, okay. He believes he has Wisconsin's Electoral College votes in the bag.
Computer says no. Yeah.
He said the Democrats are making up stories that I said Milwaukee's. All the Republicans in the room, he admitted he said it. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's false, a complete lie, just like the laptop from hell lie. Russia was a lie, so much more. It's called disinformation. That's all they know how to do. I picked Milwaukee. I know it will. This should therefore lead to me winning Wisconsin. But the Dems come out with this fake story just like all the others. It never ends. Don't be duped. Who would say such a thing with that important state in the balance? But for Trump, Wisconsin, I will not let you down. So... did he just deny the thing that he admitted and then all the other Republicans?
Oh, yeah. In the same paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. Yep. All right.
That's what he does. That's his bag.
That's his bag, baby.
I have a dream. Because it could happen.
Okay. It could happen.
The headline is Jack Smith could eye new Trump charges after Cannon consolation prize. I just keep hoping she's going to overstep or something is going to happen. Here's one analysis. Judge Cannon thought she was handing Trump a consolation prize when she dropped a paragraph from his indictment, but she may have just landed him with extra charges, according to a prosecutor. Cannon refused his legal team's efforts to have some charges against him dropped this week, but she handed him a sweetener at the same time, striking a paragraph in the indictment which concerns Trump allegedly showing a classified document to a political action committee representative. But the sweetener, quote unquote, might backfire. According to the prosecutor, I think Cannon would like to give him a win, and she was rejecting his request to dismiss everything. I can see this as a consolation prize. I had to rule against you, but here's a little piece of butterscotch because I didn't take you out for ice cream. He went on arguing Cannon's ruling was really meaningless to the trial because Trump had not actually been charged with the crimes involving showing documents to others. Right. He said, it looks bad, but Jack Smith hasn't charged Trump with the dissemination of documents, but really Judge Cannon's daring Jack Smith to do it. She's saying, if you want to bring this stuff up, you're going to have to charge him with the crime. And Jack Smith is thinking, don't tempt me with a good time because I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take someone above my pay grade to explain why he hasn't been charged with dissemination. Because it seems clear to me that he did.
He disseminated not just in Florida. He disseminated in other places, so he'd have to file in other jurisdictions.
Okay, let's do it. Sounds good.
Butterscotch. He did that one paragraph. He did do that in Florida, so he could be charged in Florida for
Chris
that.
Chris is back on the butterscotch candy.
Butterscotch.
Have you noticed that he gets distracted by little details?
And he gets so happy with those
wants
little
to know exactly
hands.
About the batteries and what kind
he
of candies.
He's so excited with...
and if I really have a popsicle tree.
Look at how excited
I have a popsicle tree. I like when you do little tiny excited baby hands. You're weird. I think I'm weird.
I don't make it weird. He does.
Larry the mailman. Hi, Larry.
Larry?
Hey. This is Larry, your official mailman in Minneapolis. How are you guys?
Yay.
Good.
Squee.
Yay.
I love you so much, but I'm disappointed that Chris wasn't in Minneapolis.
Oh.
Because he would have loved my blue shirt.
Oh.
Anyway, I got...
okay.
Yeah. You would. I have three quick things to say quickly. A shout-out to my coworker, Cy, and my senator, Tia Smith. She's the bomb. And a question, do you guys know anything about Mark Elias and his good work?
Absolutely.
In particular, about the voters that are being stricken from the rolls en masse in Democratic counties in Georgia, Florida,
Larry,
Texas.
This is why we say this all the time. Make sure you are registered, check, and recheck. Yes, we cannot be too careful.
Get a gun license if needed.
Okay, so I'm really worried about those. And last thing I'll leave you with, anyone in Denver, within the sound of my voice, you have got to go.
Yeah.
I tell you, we bonded as an audience before the show even started.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And then you left me so uplifted And in this moment of PTSD for all of us, it's crucial that progressives remain fired up and not depressed.
That's right. No, it is. It is.
A national treasure. Aww. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is true. It is such a... It is magical. The sexy liberal night is magical. And it is. People go to be with each other. And we got Glenn Kirshner on panel for this Saturday. And he is always so fantastic.
Yep.
Imagine how many more crimes Trump's going to commit by Saturday.
Yeah.
Just saying. Criming never stops.
Can't wait to talk about them on Saturday night.
There you go. Okay. Sexyliberal.com. And then we got coming up in July, we've got Boston and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, we have New York City and Chicago.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big, big summer. And then September...
You got a lot of shows in September.
The 5 freeway did not kill me on my bike, but it's September, May. September is Portland and Durham and Phoenix. And then if I'm still alive, Kansas City in October. And then L.A. in November, right before the election. Right. Hooray.
It's going to be a sexy liberal summer.
What? Yeah. Okay. 44.
What?
Oh, wait. It's Anita in San Antonio.
Anita? Yeah?
We haven't seen her in a while. Yeah. Hi, Anita.
Good morning. Someday you'll come to Texas, right?
We requested Austin at least, but it's
good. Austin.
Yeah, we're doing 15 cities. We're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, Fernand said that that Democrats weren't good at messaging. I don't think that's the problem. The Republicans have a network that's essentially a propaganda arm of their party.
Right. Yeah.
So it's really hard, and the rest of the media is just like. Both sides and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard for us to get our message out there.
I know. Anita, I would like to try to be fair. I mean, my dad's party, there was a time when we were arguing facts and differences mm-hmm. in policy and opinions. It is just a solid wall of lies. I'm sorry, but theirs is a solid wall of lies. You know?
Exactly.
The information we put out about Biden, they're all facts that are easily provable.
Yep.
You know?
It's all projection, too. Everything they say about Biden is what they're doing.
Yep,
absolutely. Thank you, honey. So, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's dog. It's almost time for the hikey, the morning zoomies. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys still here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, they love this food.
Yes.
It is freeze-dried, raw. It's all packed in there. Look at the bag. Get your face up in it. First of all, I like to huff the bag when I open it. Oh, my God, it smells so good. Oh, their kisses are so sweet when they kiss you after they've been eating. Oh,
aww.
My God. Oh, my God. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all kinds of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. But it's raw, freeze-dried. That means it's easier for you, right? Dry to the touch. You don't squeeze it out of a wet pouch. Glop should not be a sound that happens when you feed your dogs.
No,
this is raw, freeze-dried, pantry-safe, shelf-stable. Save up to 54% off the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend, and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Careful, you won't lose fingers. They love these things so much. OMG. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin recovered about $33 million in fraudulent unemployment claims last year. The Department of Workforce Development says it looked into more than 2,300 identity theft cases and did almost 2,000 worker misclassification tax audits. DWD officials say they're intensifying their efforts to fight unemployment insurance fraud. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Get used to the heat because it's sticking around for this week. Transportation officials are worried that it'll cause pavement to buckle. When the weather shifts from cool to really hot, pavement expands and slabs start to push against one another. They can really come out of nowhere, so the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says pay added attention to the road in front of you. And Madison's newest sports team won big last night. The Madison Nightmares are a collegiate summer softball team and had their first home opener at Warner Park. This is part of the Northwoods League's new expansion into fast-pitch softball. The Nightmares must have already felt right at home. Against the lacrosse team, they dominated. Final score, 19-1. Using the newly renovated Warner Park venue and adding promotions, they're hoping to get more fans into women's sports. They play again tonight, and tickets are available for the rest of the season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96.
Currently, it's 85.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Art Paul Schlosser into the studio.
It's the Art Paul Experience.
A State Street institution.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8.
Bullshit. Excuse me. Sorry.
She was this close.
You didn't say it, though.
I did. Oh, so close.
Shut the front door. I didn't say it.
It was close. You Whatever. Almost gave him a heart attack.
Contempt.
We need him. I can't
Thing,
do that.
Blah, blah.
Why are you the one that always curses on your own show?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, God. So we got the news broke while we were on the air Friday about this horrible bump stock ruling. And, you know, of course, on cue, shooting at Michigan splash pad leaves 9 injured, including children. The suspect, so unusual, 42-year-old white male who lives with his mother.
Shocker.
Yes. No criminal history believed to have had mental health challenges. So here we go again. And yep. Now anyone can get a killing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani's bankruptcy creditors called him out for wasting money that he owes them and pushed him to sell off his apartments to pay them off. Lawyers for a committee of Giuliani's creditors accused him of recklessness by spending money on upkeep for his apartments in Florida and New York to keep them from getting what they're owed, and reminded the bankruptcy court they've been asking him to sell the homes for months. These guys are not going to be able to outrun this forever,
no,
whether
not.
It's him or Alex Jones. And this is thank God, finally, what I've been asking for. Senator Ron Wyden is officially opened an investigation into Jared Kushner.
Good.
He sent a letter to Affinity Partners saying Kushner receiving funding from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar creates significant conflicts of interest and a potential counterintelligence risk. Thank you.
Yeah.
Enough with this Hunter Biden. See, I just used that.
Thank you.
Good girl.
I appreciate that.
Good girl.
I had forgotten this one. Beyond the $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, Kushner sought and received an investment from Qatar into his distressed New York City asset because he's such a horrible business person.
Right.
While in the White House, Kushner played a key role in negotiations during the Gulf States blockade of Qatar around the same time he received the investment.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a, what would Malcolm Nance say? Coincidence.
It's really
that's
hard.
That's a coincidence.
Yeah. It's connected, exactly.
It's connected. Trump's newest policy. Oh, we saw a lot about Hollywood elites, right, Jody? And Trump's for the common man. Trump has promised to impose new tariffs if he defeats Biden. Paul Krugman and other economists have been warning that consumers can expect higher prices if such a policy is implemented. One journalist said the bottom 40% of Americans currently pay zero for or negative federal income tax. Presumably, they would have to pay Trump's proposed tariffs, though. Mm-hmm. So if this sounds like a huge tax increase on the lower middle and income classes, your total tax burden would probably go way up under Trump, way up. Speaking of the rich, I forgot this last week. Tesla shareholders voted in favor of a huge compensation package for Elon Musk, $56 billion.
Right.
Talk about failing up. I'm not a business person, but how do you invent a car that is mostly liberals buy it, and then you buy this platform, blow it up by posting right-wing and Nazi nonsense, right?
I have friends that have bumper stickers on their Teslas going, I bought it before he freaked out.
Right. Yeah. No, I know.
You know.
Yeah. I know. Oh, look, it's another true Stephanie Miller story, Chris.
Oh, yay.
This one involves you, so you may believe
what?
It. You believe the ones that mention you. Brett says, true story, Chris. I fell off a cliff and made a Trump thud sound. When I came to, all I could croak out was the C word, and the EMT said, are you a Chris LaVoy fan?
All right.
I'm the real person behind Don Jr.'s coke habit, Donald's comb over, and the Hunchback of North Dallas. The Twitter accounts. My account was banned last week. See, Twitter. There was something poignant about my last tweet to the show, the Piranha one, being read on the air. I always get a kick when my day-drinking stupidity is funny enough to be read on the air. For the record, the extra 7 seconds it would take Piranha to eat Jody was her boobs.
Okay.
That's true. Look at the pictures I posted on social media. Jody's boobs look fantastic.
They were huge. It was just the way the dress fell. It's weird.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, and also the Steph head thing that Karen gave me makes my boobs look really
Yeah, that's a good boob shirt. It really is. Kim writes, Kim in Seattle, Steph, my infant daughter's teething. The other day she wouldn't stop fussing and crying. I finally turned to her and said, stop being such a whiny little diaper baby. She stopped crying, looked at me and said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? Those were her first words.
That's good.
Yay. Pat writes, true story, my husband was wearing a Saki Bomb t-shirt from the Stephanie Miller Show store when we went to Papa Murphy's Pizza on Tuesday. Another patron commented that she watched the Stephanie Miller Show, too. I'm going to deem some of these real, Chris.
I'm deeming some of them. Yeah, that last one actually did sound real.
I was walking my dog at the park a couple weeks ago, says Bill from up the transit. Somebody stopped me and said I look sad. I told them the daily podcast I depend on during dog walks didn't appear that day. And they said, you must be a Stephanie Miller fan, and the internet was down in California.
No, the podcast did appear that day. That was the only place you could hear the show.
Right, we gave it to you for free.
Yeah.
All right.
Sheesh.
All right, we'll see you
tomorrow. Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic, Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Piet Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.